Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. Our church is actually, we don't say this very often, but our church is actually located on Banana River Drive. It's 1250 North Banana River Drive. It's right over by Audubon Elementary School. We're over in the little back section of Merritt Island over there. But if you're ever out and about and looking for somewhere to attend on a Sunday morning, we'd love to invite you out and have you come be a part of one of our services. We've been really having a great time of worship here at Lighthouse Church at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We also have a ton of stuff available at the church. You should look on our website and check things out that way. So today we are here on the program, and our goal is to encourage you, to lift you up, and to help build you up in the Word of God in your own life so that you can do practical application of Scripture in your life. And I always do that with a guest, and my guest today is my wife, Lisa Radlin.
Hello, I'm so happy to be here today, and I'm glad you mentioned about the classes, because this Thursday starts our classes on, actually, maybe it started last Thursday, but for 12 weeks long on the women's meetings are going to be Thursday, and Cher Shafranz will be teaching a class on the gifts of the Spirit. It should be really good.
That is good.
And I'm looking forward to it. It's at 6:30, so ladies, come on out and learn about the gifts of the Spirit and how to operate in them, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, our men's group on Thursday nights is actually doing a creation study, and we're learning about the science of creation and how science actually proves creation. It doesn't disprove it. So it's really cool. You could join us for that. And we do have childcare for those evenings. So ladies, you can come to the ladies group. Men, you can come to the men's group. You can leave the kids over in the babysitting.
And Vessel, have a good time. The young adult Vessel, which is the 18 to 29 year olds. I know my daughter Jenna loves that group. It's been really great. So if you have a young adult that's looking for something to do on a Tuesday night at 6:30,
send them over.
It'll be great.
It's really good. So, you know, we are a topical Bible study here on the program. So today we've got a topic. It's going to be victory over fear and worry. Okay. Yesterday we talked a lot about, just our emotions and walking free from our emotions and things like that. But fear is even, I think, more than an emotion in our lives. I think it can actually become a spiritual attack.
Yes.
In our lives,
and the Bible
and
says
it creates worry and anxiety and things like that.
God's not giving us a spirit of fear, so fear is actually a spirit.
Yeah, so spirit, I wanted to spring off of that from yesterday and actually talk a little bit more about this today. So it's victory over fear and worry.
So in Jeremiah 17:7-8, says, "Blessed is a man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be as a tree planted by the rivers of water that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when the heat comes. But her leaf shall be green and shall be not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." So I think that is so powerful, because when a tree is planted in the water, it's not worried about the heat that comes. And so just like it knows that it's going to get the nourishment it needs. And so just like in life, when we're dealing with things that we're fearful of, if we keep rooted in the Word of God, then we will feel refreshed, and the Word of God will keep us from fear and let us still flourish and be green like the leaves of the trees.
Sure. I like that. It's a great tie-in, because I do believe that it's all about where you're rooted. And that's a powerful thing to talk about today. What are you rooted in? If you're rooted in the news in this world, and you're watching the news all the time, and everything's in your life revolves around what's happening in the world and the government and all of that, There's no way you're going to avoid having fear in your life and anxiety and worry in your life, because you are actually rooting yourself in the world system, and the world system is designed to produce fear and worry and dread in your life. So if you're rooted in the Word of God, though, and you actually hear the news, you aren't as affected by that, you know, because you have grounded yourself in the truth of the Word of God, and you know that God is going to give you the victory over the fear that that would try to create.
On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. You're standing on the Word of God, and you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you're not putting your fear. You don't have any fear when you're looking at the situations around you.
Yeah,
you're putting your trust and hope in Him.
I'd encourage each of you that are out there today to take a look at your lives. You know, start to examine what's going on around you. If you're having emotions and feelings and they're producing in you fear and worry and anxiety and dread, and you need to start looking at what you're rooted in, because, you know, you are actually experiencing the fruit of what it is you're planted in and rooted in your life. So there's a lot that we could say about that. But the bottom line is the scriptures are very plain about the whole idea that we do not have to worry, that God will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, that no weapon that's formed against us will prosper, that, you know, in our lives we can trust the Lord with all of our heart, lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him, and it says He will direct your path. God already has steps ordained for you to walk through every situation that you're going to be in your life, but you have to trust Him. You see, the problem is we're not trusting in the Lord. We're actually trusting in our own ability to try to survive or try to work through these situations and circumstances, and that's where we begin to fall into fear.
And does worry really change something? If you worry about it, is that really going to change the circumstance? You can pray about it, and that will bring change. But if you're just worrying about it and just thinking about it and laying in bed, just not being able to sleep at night, thinking about, oh, how am I going to get that mortgage payment? What am I going to do? That's not changing anything. It's just causing you not to sleep. Instead, you just pray, thank you, Lord, that you bring the provision, that you supply all my needs. I'm just going to rest in you. Thank you, Father, for giving me good spiritual dreams that guide me in my sleep. And then just go to sleep and trust in God. And He'll give you witty inventions and ideas and creative ways to come up with the money that you need to meet your needs. Or who knows, you'll just have an unexpected, someone will just randomly hand you money, and you'll be blessed, and God will bring the provision that you need.
One way or another, He always does.
Hey, if He brings manna to the Israelites when they needed it, why wouldn't He bring that for you? Why wouldn't He bring manna from heaven for you?
Yeah. So Matthew 6:25-34 says this, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what will you put on? Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Okay, are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So it says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or what shall I wear? For after all these things the Gentiles are seeking, but for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of these things. Seek first, listen to this, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Seek first the kingdom of
God.
That
is so good.
That is a powerful scripture right there.
And the devil will try to use fear to destroy God's plans for you. He uses it to hold you back and to keep you captive in your relationships, in your career, in your finances. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The only power the enemy has is the power to deceive you. So don't believe the lies of the enemy.
Right. Yeah, because the enemy is a liar. And he's trying to sow fear into your life. He wants to create a harvest of fear for each and every one of us. He wants us to worry, to be consumed with the thoughts of lack of provision in our life. We're not going to make rent. We're not going to have things. We're not going to eat food. We're not going to be able to survive because of the things. But God's like, look at the birds. Look at the God feeds them. So why are we so concerned about these things? Because we are not putting our trust in the Lord. We are putting our trust in our own abilities to bring the provision for our lives, when really it all boils down to you need to trust the Lord with all of your heart and cut over to his system and allow him to remove fear from your life. Because what is the opposite of fear?
Faith.
So we got to walk in faith and not in fear. I think fear is really just having faith in what could go wrong in our lives.
I mean, and faith can move mountains. So if you have a mountain of bills sitting there, you just speak to that mountain and thank you, Lord, that you have the provision and that you supply all my needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus.
Sure.
So just speak over it and allow God to open the doorways of provision for you, and he will work it all out. Don't dwell on the negative thoughts that come in your mind. Replace the thoughts with the word of God and his promises, and keep your mind positive, hopeful, and faith-filled.
Yeah, I think that is such a powerful statement there. Don't dwell on negative thoughts. You know, I mean, a lot of people are out there, they're dwelling on negativity. Have you ever met somebody that's just negative?
Like Eeyore.
You know, I have someone in my family you know, it's never going to work out. Things are always going to go wrong. Or, you know, your kids are going to be just like you were. And, you know, your situation's, that's impossible. There's no way that could ever work out. And, you know, you've got to avoid that stuff. You've got to avoid those people. And you've got to begin to build yourself up in the Lord. You've got to be ready at all times to have a word that's in due season for what it is that you need to overcome. When the enemy comes with fear, you know, Jesus had the enemy come to him. And he's like, you know, cast yourself off this, you know, mountain. The angels will catch you. And, you know, Jesus always answered the enemy and with the word. He was like, no.
Turn these stones into bread.
Yeah, right.
You know, trying to get him to do things.
And he's like, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, Jesus always had a word response for fear and for the situations that the enemy would try to bring into his life. And we have to be the same way. You know, we talked a little bit about this, you know, yesterday. We said you have to have a predetermined response. When fear comes to your life, you need to have a predetermined response for that situation and what you're going to speak to that situation in your life.
And I know someone might be out there where you got a report from the doctor that says you have a tumor or you have some sort of the big C, cancer. But what can you do in that situation? Do you just rely on the doctor, or do you put your trust in God? Yes, we have modern technology and we have doctors for a reason, and God gives them wisdom and things like that. But along with that, you need to speak and declare the word of God over your life, that by your stripes I was healed and no weapon formed against me will prosper. Yeah. And I'm not going to walk in fear. I'm trusting God. I'm not going to go pick out my casket and go look for a funeral home where I'm going to plan my funeral. No, I'm planning to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
Yeah.
So you need to do that. Start confessing that over your life and don't live in fear. Don't accept the report. You believe the report of the Lord. And his report says that you are healed, you are filled, and you are free from every sickness and disease. So walk in that and trust the word of the Lord that says that by his stripes I am healed.
Sure. Joshua 1:9 is right there. It says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God's with us.
I know, like, Kevin, you faced a really hard time back in 2019 when your pancreas exploded, and that was a scary time. And thank God we didn't know, they didn't tell us, like, oh, 2 out of 3 people are dead in 24 hours. We had no idea of that. But either way, we were trusting God and believing God. And I know there was times in your life where you're just laying there going, Lord, what is happening with me right now? I believe your promises. I teach about healing. I teach about faith. Why am I in a hospital bed right now? Why am I on a feeding tube? This makes no sense. But God used that situation for his glory. And now you can relate to other people that are in those situations that are facing and say, listen, I've been there. I know what it's like to be in a dark place and really feeling like, you know, that God's forsaken me, but he's not forsaken me. He's never going to leave or forsake us. And no matter what you're facing, God is there through the storms. He's there to calm the storm, and he's there to see the victory. You have the victory in Jesus.
Yeah, Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Speak victory in your life. You've got to speak it. You know, I think a lot of times we're hoping for victory, but you know what? There's a difference between hoping for victory and declaring that you have the victory by faith and speaking it over your life. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, this battle that's taking place in your mind has to be overcome with the word of God. You've got to begin to speak life, speak truth, and speak the words of God over your situations, and then you will see fear begin to bow its knee to the word of God.
I say, don't let fear incarcerate you and keep you captive when God has given you the key to unlock the door. Speak the truth of the word of God over your life. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So reach around, unlock that door, and be set free to the destiny that God has called you to do. And move forward in the freedom that Jesus has paid a huge price for you to walk in.
Yeah, because, I mean, the battle is taking place in our minds, okay? And you know, that's what we have to do. We've got to take those thoughts captive. Right? And, you know, the Bible says you'll know the truth, and the truth will what?
Make you free.
So the goal is to know the truth. If we don't know the truth, then the truth won't make us free.
And the enemy wants to put blinders on you so that you don't see the truth. He wants you, you know how like horses have those little things on the side of their head and it keeps them from looking from side to side? The enemy wants you to focus on the problem and not look at anything else, but just focus on that report and don't look at anything else. Just keep focusing on that report. No, I'm not focusing on that report. I'm focusing on the fact that Jesus took that sickness on the cross and I don't have to bear it.
Yeah, it all boils down to we've got to be aware of the enemy's devices and his schemes and his plans and what he's trying to do. We've got to recognize that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We've already got the victory. We are not trying to get the victory. We already have the victory. When Jesus went to the cross and he said, "It is finished," he meant, "I have now given you every tool that you're going to need to have success over fear, anxiety, all these things in your life. You now have been given the victory, okay, over these things."
If God is for me, who can be against me? You have to tune out all the negative and do your part by praying and worshiping. But also another thing, when a doctor tries to ask me what my past history is, oh, let's look at your family tree and see what your chances are of having cancer. I don't look at that family tree. I look at the blood of Jesus. My bloodline is in the blood of Jesus. We don't have to look at my family tree to see if this person died young or this person. I'm not going to claim that for myself. I'm standing on the word of God that says he will satisfy me with long life and show me his salvation. So I'm not going to look at my past and my history. And when the doctor says, oh, do you have this in your bloodline? Nope, I sure don't. I have the bloodline of Jesus. And whatever Jesus says that I have is what I have. And that's what I'm speaking over my life. I'm not receiving any of these other past histories of aunts that died of this and cousins or grandparents that had this or that. No, I'm under Jesus. And that's what the bloodline, his blood flows through my veins.
That's really good. And you know what else I think is, you know, you become who you hang around. I think a lot of times we can be in fear and anxiety because we're hanging around other people that are in fear and anxiety. But I think we need to find believers, you know, and make friends and have relationships with other believers who are going to agree with us and stand in faith with us. In moments of our life, they're going to pray faith-filled prayers over us, and they're going to walk out life with us and encourage us and strengthen us. And tell us that with God, all things are possible. So
there's such power in the power of agreement. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Angels right. charge over us. So we need to go ahead and get in agreement with a believer and have them speak the word of God over us and stand in faith with us.
That's so
holding good. Our hands up like Aaron did with Moses. When you're in the battle, you need someone there to hold your arm up and watch that C part and walk through it. And on the other side, you're victorious.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, I mean, you've got to begin to speak the victory over your life. You got to prophesy and say, I have favor in my life. God's favor is on me. You know, I always tell people, favor isn't fair. You know, I am walking in the favor of the Lord. In His favor, there is no fear. There is no, anxiety or worry, that I have a confidence that comes from my relationship with the Lord, and I know that He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I could even ask or think, according to the power that's already at work within me. You see, Jesus released, you know, Holy Spirit power for each and every believer to walk in victory. So if we're walking in that power, then no weapon that's formed against us will prosper. We will walk in the success that God has for us.
Don't give up. No matter what lies come your way, you get the word of God in your heart and you stand on the word of God and keep those promises coming out of your mouth, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as you're speaking the truth of the word, you're going to hear it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as the word of God's coming out of your mouth, you're hearing it and you're declaring that over your life, and you're going to see the truth of the word come through and come. It's going to be a miracle. And don't look at the circumstances. You just keep your eyes on Jesus.
That's so good. You know, you got to know who you are in Christ. That is the important thing. Okay, don't be intimidated by lies. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back and talk a little bit more about this.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you are awesome
in this place.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Hello everyone, it's Pastor Kevin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and it's the National Day of Prayer this Thursday, May the 4th. and we're going to be open at the church all day long. I'm going to personally lead prayer from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m., 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. for lunch, and then from 5:30 to 7 p.m. for the dinner time. And then we're going to close the whole thing out with a time of prayer and worship from 7 to 8:30 in the evening. So we're hoping that you can join us for the National Day of Prayer sometime throughout the day. The church is going to be open all day, so come and pray on the National Day of Prayer. It's going to be powerful. We're located at 1250 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Florida. If you need more info, call us at 321-452-1012 at the front office. Hope you guys have a great day of prayer on the National Day of Prayer. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's been a really good program today. We've been just talking and pondering and looking through the Word of God and just talking about scriptures, about overcoming fear in our lives, about walking in victory. We've been talking about faith. We've been just really going at it from the Word of God and just looking at all that God is able to accomplish through scripture, through the Word, through having predetermined responses to situations and circumstances that are going to come against us in our lives. And it's really been powerful to, you know, walk this out and look at some of this stuff, because I deal with some of this stuff all the time as well. You know, we're not immune to this because we're pastors. We haven't fully arrived all the time because we're sitting in this position that I'm sitting in. We need to hear this just as much as you do. That's why we're here sharing it with you on the air.
We're in a battle every day in the spirit realm, and the enemy's always going to try as much as he can to put lies on us and make us believe those lies. But we have to stand on the truth of the Word and know that I am free, I am whole, and I will be all God's called me to be, and I'm not going to listen to the lies of the enemy.
That's right. Because he wants you fully convinced that your life isn't going to work out, and God wants you fully convinced that it is, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what
exactly.
We can ask or think.
And we've already won the victory.
We've already got the victory. We've got to look at this from a standpoint of, we already have the victory. We're not trying to get victory in our life. We are approaching our life from a standpoint of victory. So I actually want you to pray us out today, Lisa, and just encourage everybody out there, and let's pray for them that they would be able to overcome fear in their lives.
Thank you, Lord, that we have the victory through Jesus. Thank you, Father, that when you said it is finished on the cross, that meant every sickness, every disease, every fear, every anxiety, every depression is gone in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that our listeners will stand on the Word of God and the truth of your Word and apply it to their lives, that they'll speak the truth of the Word over them and know that by your stripes they are healed, they have the victory, and they walk in the truth of your Word. And we thank you, Father, for accomplishing all that you set to accomplish in their life, that you direct their paths in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Lord, we just thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind.
Thank you, Lord.
So I release power over your people. I release love over your people, and I release a sound mind over your people to walk in victory over fear in Jesus' name. Guys,
Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. Walk free from fear. Show the enemy what you're made of by filling yourself with the Word of God.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.